This is Alexia Gordon, host of the Cozy Corner podcast at Thrillerfest 2019 in New York City. My guest today is Paula Meunier, debut author and agent extraordinaire. So, Paula, tell us about your debut novel, A Borrowing of Bones.
Well, I got the idea when I did a fundraiser for Mission Canine Rescue, which is an organization that rescues military working dogs. Some of the dogs are Army dogs, and the Army takes care of those dogs when they retire. But the defense contractor dogs often end up in unfortunate and even dangerous situations. So what Mission Canine Rescue does is go in and find these dogs and find them forever homes. So I did this fundraiser, and it was run by Leo Maloney, the thriller writer. And I met all these fabulous working dogs and military dogs, and I met, you know, soldiers and their bomb-sniffing dogs, and I met cops and their drug sniffing dogs, and I met, you know, first responders and their search and rescue dogs, and I just fell in love with these dogs. So I decided to write a story about a female vet who comes home from Afghanistan when her fiance is killed in battle and she's wounded, and he's a dog handler, and his dog is a defense contractor dog, and he's worried about it. So his last words to her are, "Take care of my dog." So she has to take care of his dog. So she brings his dog home to Vermont, and together they walk off their grief through the Vermont wilderness and inevitably encounter mysteries to solve.
And you just hit the USA Today bestseller list. So how awesome does that feel?
It feels pretty awesome, I have to say. It was really a surprise. And a friend of mine actually sent me a message on Facebook saying, "Congratulations." And I was like, "What for?" Like, "Oh my God." So yes, it was very rewarding and nice to know that readers out there are responding to the book. And I've already gotten responses from readers saying, you know, they bought the book and they loved it. And of course, we always bond over dogs and veterans and Vermont, three of my favorite things. So.
And aside from the people you met at the fundraiser, how did you research working dogs to get accuracy in your book?
Well, I met with a lot of people who do this work. So there's a fabulous lady in an organization called the New England Search and Rescue Group. And what they do, they're volunteers. And they work with their dogs for 2 years until they learn how to go out whenever there's a missing hiker or a missing child or anyone gets lost in the woods. They go out and help find that person. And then I also have this fabulous Vermont game warden named Rob Sterling. He's a great guy, and he has his dogs, and he goes out and, you know, that's his job. He's out in the wilderness helping bring down criminals and also helping keep the forest safe for everyone. So I've really gotten to know some of these working dogs and their handlers, and they really are such fabulous people and such fabulous dogs that it's very inspiring, and it always gives me something fun to write about.
And obviously you're an animal lover and you have some lovely pets of your own.
I do indeed.
Tell us about your friends.
Well, we have a rescue cat named Ursula from West Virginia. And then we have two rescue dogs. The first is Bear. And one of the dogs in the book, Susie Bear, is actually inspired by Bear, who's a Newfoundland retriever mix, this big, shaggy, black, friendly, you know, goodwill ambassador of a dog. And then we also have another rescue, a new one. We've had about 5 months. She's from Texas, and her name is Bliss. And she's a golden, we're not really sure what she is. We think she's Great Pyrenees Australian Catalog mix. She's very smart. She's figured out how to open every single door in the house, the sliding glass doors. No matter what kind of lock or what kind of mechanism, she's figured out how to open the door. So she's kind of a tricky one. We're going to have to give her lots of things to do. She's trouble.
As long as she doesn't have to figure out how to drive the car, you're okay.
That's right. That's right.
Your second novel, Blind Search, comes out in November. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, that plot was inspired by a real story. Some of the people who get lost the most in the woods tend to be children with autism because they like to wander off, and the elderly with dementia, and they also like to wander off. So you have your hikers and hunters who are familiar with the forest and, you know, make suffer an injury and have to be rescued. But the people who wander off the most are the elderly with dementia and autistic children. And there was a case in Vermont of a boy with autism who got lost, and search and rescue teams went out and they find him. they found him, and it was a happy ending. But of course, as a writer, I thought, ooh, what if a child with autism got lost in the woods and witnessed a murder? And then my heroine, Mercy Carr, and her dog, Elvis, would have to find him. They'd have to keep him safe until they figured out who the murderer was. And they'd have to try to communicate with him to find out what he knew. So that was the germ of the idea. And it was great fun to write. And I have two boys of my own. And so I loved having a boy, a little boy in the book. That was fun.
And I occasionally see news stories about dogs being able to reach people with autism in a way that other people can't. Is that an element that might feature in your book?
Absolutely. That was one of the fascinating parts of the book, was to find out. That's what's cool about writing this series, is because in every book I get to explore a different way that dogs help us in our real lives. So whether it's search and rescue, whether it's dogs who work with children with disabilities and are able to connect with them in ways that we humans often cannot. And I certainly explore that in this book. And that was one of the joys of writing the book, was to have a happy ending, not just for the mystery, but for the child. So the child finds a way to communicate with this dog and trust this dog and become safer in the world because he has this dog to protect him and guide him.
And can we get a hint about book three?
Book three is going to be a cold case. And Mercy Carr's grandfather was a sheriff, and he died in an arrest gone wrong, which is what she thinks. Everybody thinks he died in an arrest gone wrong, but his partner is on his deathbed, and the book opens with the word, with the lines, "Some people take their secrets to their graves. Other people leave them behind on their deathbeds. Riddles for the survivors to solve." So this partner of her grandfather calls her to his deathbed to say, "Here's the cold case your grandfather never solved. I couldn't solve it either. You solved it." So that's how that starts. That's about as far as I've gotten.
That's pretty good. In addition to being a superb fiction writer, you're also a nonfiction author and a literary agent. How do you manage it all?
Well, my kids are grown and I work from home. I think that's it. I could never have done this when I had children running around. And I think working from home is such a joy because I don't have to spend any time in meetings and I can work all the time. And I just think, you know, I like having a lot to do. And I've been in this business for a long time. I started off as a journalist and then I was an acquisitions editor for a couple of book houses. And then I was, you know, I'm an agent. And so I've done every role there is and I love them all. So I'd hate to give up any of them.
And finally, where can readers contact you and buy your books?
PaulaMenier.com. And they can buy them wherever books are sold. So thank you so much.
And thank you so much for joining me, Paula. And this has been Alexia Gordon, host of the Cozy Corner podcast with the Authors on the Air Global Radio Network. Thank you.